Yeah, welcome onto the call. The head coach of the Jamie Dukes, Kurt Cignetti. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
Congratulations to you and your team. A very impressive performance on the road, 37-24 over a very strong Weber State team. What impressed you with the way your guys performed?
Well, it was a good win. We were tested, and I thought we responded, and thought we played particularly well on defense in the first half and most of the second half. Offensively, a little bit out of sync in the first half, but four straight scoring drives to start the second half. Teams were probably awash. They tried a few fakes and we responded, traded long kickoff returns. I thought we played really hard. We were resilient, focused. It was a tough trip because it's a long plane ride and 6 o'clock game, which is like 8 o'clock your time. But we went in there with a strong will and got it done.
Your first question this morning from Greg Medea. Go ahead, Greg.
Morning, Rob. Hey, Kurt. I just wanted to ask you about Josh Surratt, that scoop and score he had. Did you know he was that fast? I mean, he showed some great speed there. And I guess what have you seen from him in practice that's allowed him to see action early with you guys?
Well, he's a heady guy. We knew that when we took him. A guy that spends a lot of hours in the office studying tape and makes others around him better because of his approach to the game. We had a blitz called there, and he was coming off the weak edge, and the quarterback kind of tripped coming out under center on a power play, tripped on the guard and tried to make the handoff, and the ball bounced right to him. He was right place, right time. He really didn't have to have 10-600-meter speed to score because all he had to do was outrun a few linemen. But it was definitely the pivotal play of the game and a momentum changer, and sent us in at halftime up 2 scores.
And then just logistically this week, what's kind of the plan for you guys this week on your bye? Will you get some coaches out recruiting?
Gave the coaches off today. No, a lot of them are in the office right now. We didn't get back till 10 a.m. yesterday. So first thing I want to do is get everybody rested up in the organization, get everybody as healthy as possible player-wise. So, we're going to show them the tape tomorrow, and we'll go out for a little bit. We have 2 good practices Wednesday and Thursday. I'd like to practice Friday too. We'll get some recruiting done in the meantime, but I want to get sort of the organization rebooted here. We have 5 straight ranked teams coming up. Weber was the first, so we got a tough schedule coming up, and this is a good chance to kind of get mended up.
Thanks.
Next question from Wayne Epps. Come on, Wayne.
Hey, good morning. Coach, you talked about the importance of being process-oriented over results-oriented, but a result like Saturday, what does that do for you guys moving forward? Such a convincing win over a type of team that you'll see in the playoffs.
Well, I think we play a lot of those kind of teams in our conference. I think we've got a lot of playoff teams in our conference. And this only counts as one win. It was the next game up. Now, it was a tough one because you had to go on the road. It was a long flight. It's a team with a lot of tradition. And so it was a good win. It gives us and I think we were tested more so than we were previous. And we found out more about ourselves. So it should give us confidence, but still, every day you're getting better, you're getting worse. We got a heck of a stretch coming up here with UNH, Villanova, Delaware, Richmond, back to back to back. And a couple of those teams have off weeks before they play us, a little quirk in the schedule. So, we're going to have to get some guys healthy, and we're capable of playing better still. I didn't think we played really well on offense in the first half at all. And then defensively, we didn't finish the game nearly as well as we'd like to. We had 37-10 lead with 5 minutes to go and gained 2 cheap scores at the end.
Despite the ending, what impressed you the most about the defensive performance between, the 9 tackles for loss, interception, the scoop and score? Obviously, you guys have played strong defensively the first couple of games, but against them, what impressed you most about that performance?
I thought we played the deep ball really well 3 times. We were hip to hip, made 1 interception, made plays on the ball up until the end of the game. And then so we did a good job getting them off the field. We still missed some tackles. Still had some missed assignments. I thought we played, well in the first half, pretty well. I mean, let's face it, you know, they're going down there on the goal line to score to tie the game, and quarterback fumbles the ball and we're right there. So, I mean, that was a play to change the game completely. You know, we got a lot of guys out. We're playing without about a dozen guys that we're planning on helping us this year. So, you know, it's a good thing we got some depth. Now we got to get some of these guys back because we're losing a couple more as a result of this game.
Thank you.
Next question from TJ. Go ahead, TJ.
Hey, Coach. Yeah, my question was kind of related to the injuries that you alluded to. Can you give us an update first on Kalon Black? And it looked like we saw on the TV broadcast Scott Bracey might have got banged up in this game as well. Can you give us an update on those two guys?
Yeah, Kalon Black's got an MRI today. We don't expect particularly good news. I would not expect to see Kalon, you know, for a long, long time. Bracey, we'll know more at the end of the day. He will return. Just a matter of when. I'm hoping we'll have him for New Hampshire.
And then two other quick questions. Number one is, after this bye week when you have New Hampshire coming up, do you expect maybe to have Percy back by that time?
I'll be disappointed if Percy ain't ready to go.
And then my other question is, I seem to see some things on social media from your players. The travel back, did you guys run into some issues? You mentioned you got back, you know, just yesterday. What happened on the trip back?
Well, it's a long trip, and then you take into account the two-hour time difference. But we had to make a quick stop in Provo to get the bathroom serviced because they were unable to be serviced in Weber. That was quick. You know, it was a 16-minute flight. We were on the ground 10 minutes at the most. And then as we got close, because there was fog, we were unable to land at Shenandoah Valley, so we had to divert to Pittsburgh. And we spent maybe, you know, 45 minutes to an hour in Pittsburgh, and then got us a new pilot because his time was up, and landed here. So I think I got home at 10. We landed around 10, quarter 10. So long trip. I'm sure everybody got good sleep yesterday.
Kurt, you talked about the depth, and we've always talked about your depth at running back, but not having Percy to this point and having Kalon go down, but you still had some really good performances from some of those backs. Yep. How impressed were you with those guys, and how nice is it to have all those options?
Good, and I thought those guys did a good job, and I thought the couple of those two long runs we had to start the second half were really important. First one was Austin Douglas had a long run. You know, he made a guy miss in the hole and then made the safety miss. And then we scored shortly thereafter. And then Palmer came back the next series with a real big run. I think maybe the first play of the series. It was the same play, another really long run. And then, you know, Lorenzo Bryant went in there too and had some impressive runs. Probably could have got him a few more touches. So, you know, that's a position that you need to have depth. Like you said, we've had a few guys out. And hopefully we get Percy back into the mix. So can't have enough of them.
Before I let you go, you've talked about the matchup with Weber and maybe the implications down the road. How good for FCS football, just in general, for conferences like the CAA and Big Sky to get some opportunities to play like this early in the year?
That's a hard question for me to answer. The game did get a lot of play on social media. It was on ESPN Plus. You know, it was out there. I've got a few more congratulatory texts than I normally get. So I guess it was on people's radar and antenna. It was definitely a good matchup. It's furthest west our program's ever been. You know, it was beautiful out there with mountains and everything. Against a team with a lot of tradition. They've won a lot of games. So it was a good win for the conference.
All right, Kurt. Thanks so much for taking time. Get some rest this week. And look forward to talking again next Monday.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.